Fauci, in a document in like 2003, said, in 20 years, we want to go from bug to drug in 24 hours. Bug to drug. Fantasy. He had billions and billions of dollars, though, that were devoted to that research. Then DARPA and all kinds of other organizations that work on medical countermeasures for the national security agencies, for the Department of Defense, they had, I don't know, I think $5 billion a year devoted to this stuff. And so then in 2017, when they were starting to work on DNA and mRNA kinds of platforms, they said, okay, it's not 24 hours bug to drug, it's 60 days. We want a platform that in 60 days, no matter what is thrown at us, we're going to be able to develop a countermeasure. That's 2017. 2020 comes along, they're nowhere near getting anything out. Nothing that they've ever developed has ever worked. People who have been working on mRNA technology for a really long time have found that they haven't been able to develop any safe products because in order to deliver the mRNA to the bot, to the cells, you have to do all kinds of things to it that make it really toxic. And so in all the studies that had happened thus far, and there were two main companies that were working on mRNA, Moderna, which was working closely with Fauci, and BioNTech in Germany. They had developed them, and they were working on them. BioNTech was working mainly on cancer, and Moderna was working mainly on these biodefense kinds of things. And so those are all the facts that I know. Theory. I think that in January or even December, when they knew that there was this virus, and they already had this, I think they already had the genetic sequence, they decided that this mRNA technology that they really wanted to work and that they had been working on and putting billions and billions of dollars into for a decade or two, this was the chance. And what's the chance? The chance is now we don't have to go through the whole boring, annoying, long, regulatory process. Because if you think you have a platform that works and that's going to deliver a miraculous way to protect the troops and also the population from anything, basically, in 60 days, you don't want to wait 10 or 20 years with all the clinical trials and, you know, all the possibilities of failure to finally have something that works. You think, and I'm giving them a lot of credit here, because I'm saying that they really wanted this to work, that you can bypass all that regulatory stuff. If you could just bypass it, you could show everybody that it really works. And so I think, and this is where the profits come in, but it's also where I think an honest desire to have these platforms work also comes in. I think it was predetermined theory, not fact. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm researching it. I think that they decided from the beginning that the mRNA technologies were going to work, no matter what. Okay? Unless everybody who got the shot dropped dead immediately, it was going to be a success. And so they got Pfizer to take over BioNTech. BioNTech had never been working on anything that had to do with viruses. I mean, they say they were doing some flu research, but 99% of their research was on cancer. Pfizer took over BioNTech, Moderna and Fauci and NIAID were already working together. Once they decided that it was a medical countermeasure and that we were developing it in opposition to a bioweapon, it no longer had to go through any of the regulatory steps that a vaccine would have to go through. A vaccine absolutely cannot be developed safely and effectively in less than, some people say 10 years, some people say 5 years. It's years. But if it's a medical countermeasure, then you can present it as a, the process of manufacturing it is called a demonstration. And the actual thing that you're manufacturing is a prototype. And as a prototype, it doesn't have to go through anything at all. And so basically, And I think that you know Sasha Ladapova. Do you know who Sasha
Ladapova
is? Okay. Amazing research. So she sort of combined my research on the fact that it was a national security response and that the DOD, the Department of Defense, was responsible for the vaccine research. And that the Department of Defense being responsible for the vaccine research is fact, and it's in the public record. So there were Army generals who were in charge of Warp Speed, not doctors, not researchers, not public health people. And so it was run as a military operation. And because of it being in the military framework and in the medical countermeasure framework as opposed to the vaccine public health framework, they were able to bypass everything.